Things are looking up. Work has begun on preparing voices for cross-media publication, which means I'm busy as hell, and that's how I prefer life. Busy, busy, busy. No time to get bored. There have been other shots in the arm these last couple of days too, not least of which is a report on the Smashwords blog of one of their authors picking up $4,000 in royalties via a single retailer. Although it's not typical, it's a shot in the arm for the Indian self-publishers. The news that others find voices gripping, creepy, spellbinding is heartening. I'm assuming it's not flattery. There's no point flattering me. I'm a poor man. I'm a car-owning, male-married smoker with grandchildren, and that automatically leaves me living in poverty. And if my wallet's bulging, it's only because our library tickets are made from thick cardboard. One consequence of this concentration on voices is that other work is taking a back seat. Other than blog posts and vitriolic letters of complaint to our local health authority, I haven't written a single original word for days. It's the price you pay for prospective publication. Before Melmaby went out, there were weeks of editing with emails bouncing back and forth across the pond like tennis balls in a long rally, and I wasn't really able to concentrate on anything else until it was done. I'm looking forward to Tenerife in 6 weeks. That'll be a refreshing change. Instead of writing on my PC in the chilly rain of another poor English summer, I'll be writing on my netbook in the balmy sunshine of a Canary Islands late summer. Many people ask why I don't just take the fortnight off and do nothing. It's because I'm one of nature's early risers. I'm usually up no later than 5:30 in the morning, even when I'm on holiday. On the other hand, her indoors has a first-class honours in sleeping. She never sees the light of day much before 9. I have to have something to fill those hours, and Spanish TV is no better than the English variety, although it does have the advantage that I can't understand a word they're saying. So I write, and with the prospect of early morning sun and warmth as opposed to cold and rain, maybe the next project will begin to take shape in San Eugenio. Voices is scheduled for publication before Christmas by Big Bad Media. You can find them at www.bigbadmedia.com. Big Bad Media is all one word.